Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to give us a call at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080.
Hi everyone, this is Matt with Learn About Law, and in this video I'll discuss some of the common items in Wisconsin family law and reveal if there have been any significant changes in the law for 2023. So let's kick it off by covering grounds for divorce. So in Wisconsin, there are only two legal grounds for divorce. The marriage is irretrievably broken, or both parties assert a breakdown of the marital relationship. The court will make a factual finding that the marital relationship is irretrievably broken if both parties stated under oath that the marriage is irretrievably broken, or if the parties have lived apart voluntarily for 12 months prior to the dissolution of marriage proceedings. If the parties have not lived apart for at least 1 year prior to the commencement of the dissolution of marriage action, and only one party has stated under oath that the marriage is irretrievably broken, the court will consider all relevant factors, including the possibility of the parties reconciling their marriage. Either the plaintiff or the defendant must be a resident of Wisconsin for 6 months prior to filing a petition for legal separation or dissolution of marriage. After the plaintiff files the petition, the defendant has 20 days to file an answer or counterclaim. The final hearing on the dissolution of marriage petition in the state of Wisconsin cannot take place until 120 days have passed since the service of summons and petition for dissolution of marriage was served on the defendant. The 120-day waiting period can be waived by an order of the court if there are compelling circumstances, such as the protection of the health, safety, and welfare of the parties or children. Before we move on to the next topic in Wisconsin family law, you should know that there have been no significant changes in the law in 2023. So if your family law case started last year, or you wanted to know about changes for this year, you can rest easy knowing that there will be none as the laws are written. So what about divorce? What about division of property? Who gets what in Wisconsin divorce? Well, upon entry of judgment for annulment, dissolution, or legal separation as a starting point, the court would like to divide the property of the parties 50-50. Wisconsin is a community property state, and separate property will remain for each individual spouse. Separate property is defined by Wisconsin statute as any property shown to have been acquired by either party prior to or during the marriage. If the court finds that refusal to divide separate property will create an undue hardship on the other party or the children, then the court may divest the party of that property in a fair and equitable manner. The court may change its decision to divide marital property in a 50-50 manner after considering several factors, including the duration of the marriage, the amount of property that each spouse brought into the marriage, whether one of the spouses has assets not subject to division by the court, and the contribution of each party to the marriage, giving appropriate economic value to each party's contribution in homemaking and childcare services. What about domestic partnerships? Well, in Wisconsin, a domestic partnership is a legal relationship that is formed between two people. The Wisconsin legislature defines a domestic partner as an individual who has signed and filed a declaration of domestic partnership in the Office of the Register of Deeds in the county where the person resides. To form a domestic partnership, both people must be over the age of 18 and able to consent to the domestic partnership, share the same residence, not be in a domestic partnership with anyone else, not be family other than second cousins, and be of the same sex. To terminate a domestic partnership, there needs to be a notice of termination of domestic partnership form filed with the county clerk who issued the declaration of domestic partnership. If the notice is signed by only one of the domestic partners, the person who signed must file an affidavit with the county clerk stating that the domestic partner who has not signed had been given a copy of the notice. If both domestic partners sign the notice, no affidavit is needed. The notice must be notarized, and there is a fee that needs to be paid. In summary, we could talk about Wisconsin family law for hours, and if I didn't cover your question in this video, I urge you to check out the link in the description for more information. Like and subscribe if you find the content helpful and would like to see more. Leave questions in the comment section, and I'll see you next time.
Hi again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please don't hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Book online or call us at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Wisconsin. Thanks again for watching.